There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right. The Sydney shooting seems to be resolved. Hostages have been freed, and the perpetrator is dead. In Pennsylvania, there were three or four separate locations of shootings. That started about 3 o'clock this morning. At this moment, the shooter is still at large. It's assumed to be a military person, either current or ex-military. So that's all we know. I'll keep you informed as we go along. But there's
scary
not.
Stuff.
Pardon?
It's scary stuff.
It really is, and it certainly points out. It points out a number of issues, but one is that. That this war, unlike a lot of wars that the country has fought in, has different rules, and the level of post-traumatic stress disorder seems to be higher because there are not obvious battle lines, there are not obvious uniforms, there's not that it's a much scarier thing that you can have incendiary devices that are inside a doll or a football, that kids and women are involved in this. It's just so the issue of about not only the war itself, I guess today is the day that the war in Afghanistan officially ends, but for a lot of the vets, the men and women are there, it's an ongoing source of trauma. And so I think as a country that we need to make sure that we are taking care not only from a moral standpoint but from a safety standpoint, or not only from a safety standpoint but from a moral standpoint, of our returning men and women who may have some difficulties readjusting to kind of so-called normal life as opposed to battlefield life.
Yeah, no question.
So, yeah, and we've got, as I said, actually I read an interesting comment that, I know my whole life seems to be movies these days, which is partially because I've been inundated. Even I am maybe getting a little bit movied out, although not completely. I'll say that, and then I'll run into a really great movie and think, wow, this is why I love this. But I actually read an interview with Clint Eastwood, who said he was a pacifist, and which came as not only a shock to the people who were interviewing him, but also I think to anybody who was reading it. And I had mentioned that I thought his movie was American Sniper was the best anti-war movie ever made in terms of understanding the true cost of war and that kind of macho philosophy of killing as a patriotic act. And I wasn't sure that was his intent, but then he said he sort of agreed with me inadvertently. Although everybody, even I didn't expect him to agree with me, and apparently during the interview the jaws dropped, so we'll see. But it really does point out the difficulty of not only being in a war where you can't trust anybody, and devastation and death can come out of nowhere, but even surviving it doesn't mean that you're surviving it intact. And I think that was, it's probably always been true of wars, but perhaps more so now than ever.
Yeah.
All right, so moving directly from that, from war and devastation and misery, I thought we would sort of do things that maybe are a little easier to manage. You know, I'm not sure that there's a good transition from that to your most annoying Christmas carol, but maybe we should just not worry about transition and just get off the things that are making everybody miserable and unhappy.
Yeah. Well, at least these are kind of, some of these comments from folks are kind of funny. I mean, it's more so in good fun
it kind of lightens things up since there's not much we can do about some of the awfulness in the world. And today does seem to be a rather violent day in history.
Yeah.
So maybe we need to sort of remind ourselves that there are trivial, mundane, silly things that, that make our lives still worth living. So,
well, yes, indeed. On Facebook a few days ago, we asked, what is the most annoying Christmas carol and why? Now, some folks didn't particularly say why, but we'll still go over those anyway. Kathy writes, the old version of the 12 Days of Christmas.
The original was irritating. Well, because you have to go over and over it. Kids love that.
Right. They love the repetition.
Yeah, kids love repetition. I mean, if you have young kids, there's no such thing as too much the Barney song. I love you, you love me. For adults, twice is probably at least once or twice too many.
Yeah.
So she doesn't like that.
Yeah, she didn't really explain why, but
well, the modern versions are just sort of a little more, they just go a little faster, but I'm not sure that they're terribly different.
Right. It's kind of the same format, same idea.
I like the maids a milking for some reason. I just thought that was kind of cool, and the lords a dancing. I don't know. I guess it's just so, the people are always doing things like calculating how much that would actually be worth. You know,
right.
How much a maid of milking would be, or how much a lord of dancing, or, and they figure out how much the sword's going to cost, and how much the band is going to cost, and
another Kathy, she writes, this is what made me laugh. She puts it in quotes, and you'll know exactly what carol I'm talking about, what Christmas carol I'm talking about. I don't have a very good singing voice, so I'm not going to try and sing it. But
oh, come on, Manny. Go ahead.
Oh,
knock yourself out. No.
No, she puts it in quotes, and she goes, fall on your knees. So I guess, you know, that
oh, hear the angel voices. She didn't like that one?
Yeah, she's not a big fan of
Oh, Holy Night.
I guess not, yeah.
Apparently not. You know, it's interesting that two women whose name are Carol, as in Christmas Carol, don't like Christmas carols.
There's two Kathys.
Oh, two Kathys?
Yeah.
Oh, rats. I was hoping that carols didn't like carols. That would be kind of, much more interesting. Okay, so she doesn't like Oh Holy Night.
Yeah, and she actually, in another comment, she explained why she didn't like it. She goes, well, if I do explain why, the reason is that usually that one comes blaring out at you while you're standing in an interminable checkout line somewhere.
In terminal. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair enough. There's no one's mentioned my. Do you have a least favorite Christmas carol?
Not really. I've always just been kind of lukewarm on most of them. I mean,
I don't really hate
any of them.
But as a kid, I actually remember going Christmas caroling, and in Boston, we actually did the thing about going from house to house in Louisburg Square. I mean, it was really fun. So I like Christmas carols. And as a kid, we used to go to, like, shopping malls in the choir, and I'd get too hot and faint. It was great. But the one I really dislike, and thank goodness that you're my producer now, because my old producers used to conspire. And you have to promise you're not going to do this. You're going to promise me up front you're not going to do it?
Okay, I promise.
Okay, thanks. I'll tell Santa you're a really good guy. They would play the Chipmunks.
Oh.
I hate the Chipmunks. Yeah.
Okay.
They're just irritating. And then they would play Chipmunks Roasting on an Open Fire as well after that. And then one year they had, because my crew has known that I'm an Elvis fan, so they would find, like, Elvis Fwong doing Christmas carols. And they would find everybody whose name, Elvis Costello is okay, but he's not my Elvis, the King, Mama, the King.
Yeah.
But they would find Elvis Fwong and things like that. Just, and they would start playing them probably around Halloween just to see how much they could sort of watch my eyeballs cross into the wrong socket. So you already promised, so I don't have to worry about Chipmunks this year.
I won't play that.
Thank you. Appreciate that. All right, so what we've got this. Oh, Holy Night. That's surprising.
Yeah.
And 12 Days of Christmas. Wow. Who would have guessed? All right, so what else we got?
Nicholas says, Wonderful Christmas Time by Paul McCartney. I love Christmas music. I love Paul and the Beatles. This is quite disappointing. That synthesizer womp, womp, womp throughout makes me want to scream.
You know, I tend to agree. There's something really plastic about that particular song. You know, and I don't hate it, but now that you said womp, 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 you know, I'm never going to be able to get it out of my head. It's like it's Small World after all, womp, womp, womp. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yvette, you're on the air on Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Well, hello, Dr. Joy. How are you? I absolutely love your program.
Well, thanks, Yvette. How am I going to help you today?
I'm calling from South Carolina, and I am calling about rewarding the children for grade. Okay. Actually, in South Carolina, we call them behavior bucks. And they're not just rewarded just for grades. They're rewarded for almost anything that they can do in school, whether their attitude is great, their academics have improved, but they can't spend them until the end of the year. And then the school has a particular store, and the parents donate items, and they're allowed to use them towards the purchase of those items.
Huh. Now, do you have kids? Are you a teacher? Are you a parent?
I'm a parent, and okay. I do. I actually have four children, two that are out of school and two that are still in. And it has really motivated, for the most part, it really motivates them. They look forward to getting those behavior bucks.
All right, so you're in favor of it.
I'm in favor of it.
Well, I mean, I sort of like the idea of the PTA sort of donating stuff and the kids being able to buy it. I mean, there's something I kind of appealing. Now, what grades does this happen on?
Every grade from elementary school only.
Okay.
So I didn't mean every grade, but
it'd be really interesting to see whether the kids' grades fall off once they get to junior high school and they don't get the reward anymore, which is a little hard to tease out because elementary school is certainly harder. But so you're thinking it's a good idea. Did all four of your kids participate in this program?
Actually, the program wasn't implemented until my younger two.
Okay.
So my older two, they're pretty grown. They're like 20 and 21.
Okay.
But my younger two do have the benefit of the program, and they absolutely love it. It doesn't interfere one way or the other with their schoolwork.
Okay, and you feel that? Do you think that they make better grades because they're being rewarded, or they just think it's fun? Would they make? Do you think they'd make the same grades whether they're rewarded or not?
I think they would make the same grades whether they were rewarded or not. They think it's fun.
Okay.
They think. Well, on some level, they think it's appealing to show their teacher that they have an interest, and then for the most part, it does spark more of an interest.
Well, I mean, I think your point's well taken. For a 7-year-old, saying you get an A may not be nearly as valuable as saying you get a dollar and you can go buy something. So,
that's exactly right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks, Yvette. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Tim, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Good afternoon, Doctor. I disagree with the schools giving them phony money and allowing them to reward them that way. I think it's a parent's responsibility to reward their children for doing well. I know when I was in school, if I got a good report card, I got rewarded for it.
All right, so help me understand. So your complaint is not with the reward, but who gives the reward?
Exactly. It's the parents' responsibility to...
What if...
I'm sorry.
Finish your sentence. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
I think it's the parents' responsibility to encourage their children to do well, to help them do well, and then reward them when they do well.
All right, let me just ask you the question. Let's say that we've got two kids. Let's say that they're equally motivated or unmotivated. One parent's family makes twice or three times the amount of money that the other one does. So the one kid, let's talk junior high school. The one kid gets a Game Boy and the other kid gets a G.I. Joe action figure. I mean, do you think that would make any difference? I mean, the advantage about the school doing it is that it puts a level of, it kind of levels the playing field.
I disagree with that, though, because the playing field isn't level. Life is not level.
Well, I mean,
we grew up. Our parents did the best they could with us with what they had, and the love and understanding and lessons in life they gave us was more important than, you know. My friend who went to high school, when he graduated, his parents gave him a brand new car.
Okay, but Tim, we're talking about this very specific kind of situation where kids are getting rewarded for grades or behavior. And I'm just saying if the school does it, then you've got the same criteria across the board and the same reward. If family does it, then you might have one family who, for example... Would only give credit for A's, or I mean, it just seems to me.
I understand your point.
I think the family could continue to do. I mean, that presumably a family that was interested in rewarding kids for grades or was going to give the kid a car could still do that. But for the kid who is in less in a different kind of environment, would still have the option of being rewarded for it. So, it's really interesting to me that you didn't really disagree with the idea of rewarding for academic performance or behavior at school, but who did the rewarding?
Yeah, and that's my point. It's just who should be doing the rewarding.
And why?
I don't agree with the schools. I mean, the schools, you know, when I grew up, and I'm sure when you grew up, with the honor roll system and things like that, there was recognition.
Yeah, that's a good point. There is.
And I mean, I gotta draw the line somewhere with where the schools get involved with the family life to a certain point, but.
This isn't a family life. They're only giving credit or rewards for things that happen within the context of the school.
Yeah, I just don't agree with the schools doing it. I think it's a family thing.
All right, I hear that.
Yeah, and I've got, can I comment on the other issue that you
brought up? Absolutely, go ahead.
I'm a father. I have two 30-some-year-old children with grandchildren.
Okay.
30 years in the military, and I'm a federal law enforcement officer. And what lesson are we teaching about integrity and honesty if the administrators are lying to them?
I agree with you. I think that one is much more controversial. And to a certain extent, you know, when I picked both of these articles out, the one I thought was probably going to make people unhappy was the bribing for grades. And the one that people were probably going to be on board about was the scaring the daylights out of the kids. And I have exactly the same take on the scaring the kids that you do, which is lying is lying. And when you get cops lying, parents lying, administrators lying, teachers lying, and sort of, I think the children are going to feel manipulated. And they're not lying about something minor. They're saying your friend died.
Yeah, there's no need to lie about it. There are enough actual cases that they, like you said, I think it was called Signal 30 in the state of Ohio. It was a pretty gory high school accidents movie to scare us about prom time. And it was all real. It wasn't made up, and it wasn't lies.
And I can remember at some point in my high school experience, brother or sister, I think it was a sister, came and talked about, you know, their sister who'd been killed in a car accident. Not to mention Teen Angel. I mean, that's certainly a scary thing.
Oh, yeah.
Stalled upon the railroad track. He went running back. They found my high school ring clutched in your fingers tight. Yikes! All right. Tim, I got you. Thank you.
All right.
Indeed. It's amazing how, you know, one of the things I think that people who are new to the program are always sort of struck by is how disparate views in different parts of the country and people that you think would never sort of share a sensibility do. And I think, you know, it's part of the fun for me of the program of just the idea being that we are really all sort of on planet Earth together and figuring out ways. To me, I think we really do have more in common than we do apart. Jamie, you'll be next. I didn't want to start you with like 4 seconds, so you'll start my next hour my next half hour and get as much time as you need. So stay tuned. 855-993-7569. Come up and tell me what's in your mind. I'll see what I can do to help you. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855.
The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order. Or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Exactly, and the emphasis on your, of whatever is important to you is what's important to us, or important to me. Well, and Manny, too. 855-993-7569. Jamie, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
How are you today?
I'm very well, thanks. How are you, Jamie?
I'm doing all right.
Okay, how am I going to help you?
Well, I've had some issues with my daughter going on these, you know, on Instagram, Snapchat. I've got some boys that are saying, you know, send more pictures. So I don't know if there's already been pictures out there.
Yep, there are.
And then now, yesterday, I had got one that this kid is threatening to blackmail her to where if she doesn't send him more, then he's going to post them on Facebook and Instagram. So,
how old is your daughter?
15. And
are you a single parent or is there a mom involved as well?
No, we're both at home. We're
good.
Married, but this started off in maybe July, and then that caused a rift in my wife's relationship to where my wife ended up starting to have a little relationship with a gentleman at her work. So it kind of just, everything kind of fell apart in one shot.
Wait a minute. Back me up a little bit on this. What was it in July? Tell me, you disagreed with your daughter doing Instagram?
Well, I didn't even know about the Instagram at first. It was Snapchat, and then I just start seeing all this verbiage, because I guess once the pictures go on there, you only have about 10 seconds to look at them. If you don't do a screenshot or a picture from another phone, it's gone. So I never saw a picture, but all the verbiage coming back was saying, send more, send another. And to me, that means there's already been something there, at least some type of a picture.
I agree. Yeah. So did you ask your... All right, go ahead. Keep going.
I asked my daughter about it, and, you know, no, no, no. I've asked her friends about it, no, no, no. And just with me as a, you know, as a male with verbiage like that, that something's already been done.
Yep.
And then... You know,
wait a minute. Let me stop here. How many kids do you have?
I have two. I have a 15-year-old daughter and a 12-year-old son.
Okay. How does the 15-year-old do in school?
She was doing good for a while, then kind of, slouched off a little bit, and now it's starting to get a lot better. You know, she wasn't. I took the phone away. You know, my son was the only one who had the actual unlocked stuff for the phone, so if she wanted to use it, he would have to unlock it. So basically, I was just calling and talking to my son and having him keep the phone away while I was at work and my wife was at work. So that became difficult because somebody would call and then she would see the phone open and take it into her room. One day, I get home, the phone's gone, and she was trying to delete the Snapchat, Instagram off, you know.
Yeah, I think, you know, look, I understand that you're feeling kind of helpless about this, but a 15-year-old, I think taking stuff away, She's you're just gonna make her sneaky. What you're trying to do, it seems to me at this point, is establish with her some guidelines. So because she's 15, and she doesn't really understand necessarily how 15-year-old boys think, let alone 19-year-old boys, let alone 45-year-old boys.
Yeah.
So I think as a dad, you have an incredibly important, valuable role. But being the, you know, sinners in the hands of an angry God isn't it. It's just not going to work.
Exactly.
And the problem is, not only will it not work, but it will erode any possibility of trust between the two of you, which in the long run is much more important than any particular stupid picture. And
yes.
So I think you're going to have to go back. And so before we go on to how we deal with your daughter, what you said, it created a problem with your wife. What was that about?
Well, when I started finding these things, and, you know, I got a little upset, and then my wife wasn't really stepping up to talk to her about it. She was trying more to be the friend in that part of it instead of just being a parent and talk to her how she dealt with boys back in her age of that, you know, that age.
Yeah.
And then it just caused a big rift between me and my wife where it kind of pushed us apart to where she ended up started cheating with a gentleman at her work. Not sex, but they were kissing, but, you know. And that just made things a lot worse. And then I just didn't know, you know, I'm at a kind of a crossroad. I don't know what to do.
Okay. Well, I mean, I think you're talking about at least two and maybe more separate problems. The one is, and let's start with the one that's relatively easier, which is the one with your daughter. And I think what you need to do with her is say, look, I don't want to be, I know I'm a dad and I know I'm protective, but I just know how I felt about girls at 15. And any girl that I thought was game that boys basically, even at 15, divide girls, unfortunately, into two categories. The ones that the Madonna and the whore. I mean, and that's how they do it. And, yep. and that's you can say, well, Dad, boys are more sophisticated than that. And maybe they are a little bit, but there's still that basic distinction about girls who will do it and girls who won't. And one, you get a lot of respect, and the other get a lot of dates. And so I just need for you to know that even though you think boys today are really different and I'm really a Neanderthal, it really hasn't changed all that much. And that may be a way of, getting, if your wife overhears that, that may be a way of beginning to mend this. But let's leave that as a separate issue temporarily.
I'm saying, God, I talk about that type of stuff all the time, about how it was when I was younger, how exactly what boys want. And this has been, I've been telling her that stuff for years, just like, and ask her if she's got any questions. And, I'm fully open with my kid.
Yeah, but if she's really fully open with you, she's going to get her phone taken away. So it's not so much your openness, is it's your willingness to hear her openness.
With me, I always be truthful with me and,
Yeah, but all right, but Jamie, if she says, yeah, Dad, I sent a picture. Here's the picture. What are you going to say?
I would tell her that I was disappointed. I'm not mad, but I'm disappointed.
Why?
In the action that she has chosen to do those things, because that's what the boys want, and it's not being respectful to herself.
Well, it depends what the picture is, doesn't it?
Well, exactly. If she's standing there in jeans and a shirt, that's fine. But if she's
You don't know, and you're making the assumption without knowing, which is not a very fair thing to do.
Exactly.
Okay, so I think what you have to do is sit down with your daughter and say, look, I think I jumped to a conclusion. And part of the reason I jumped to a conclusion is I remember how I was at 15, and I don't think boys have changed that much, which is they're predators to a certain extent. They're very selfish, they're very immature in what they think, and they think about sex essentially all the time. So any girl that they think will be as sexual with them as they want to be is fair game as far as they're concerned. And they're not going to be thinking about whether she's a nice girl or whether she's going to get pregnant or whether they're going to marry her or whether they're even going to date her. They're thinking about sex. And that's it. And it doesn't mean that boys are terrible. It just means that a 15-year-old boy sees life through a spermy green haze. And that's just how it is. So what you need to do is one thing, to send a picture. Can we look at the pictures and together and decide which you think are going to send a message that says, look, I'm a nice girl. Do you want to take me to the prom and meet my parents? As opposed to, I'm a sexy little thing and you can sort of have sex with me. Are you willing to look at the... have me look at the pictures with you, and we can evaluate them together. And she will say either yes or no.
Yes. Well, the only thing there is these pictures are gone. They are on some other kid's phone.
Well, but she has them.
No, actually, they go off of Snapchat within 10 seconds. Even
she doesn't. She doesn't keep them on. She doesn't keep them on her phone at all.
No, I guess through Snapchat they go away, but the ones that she had on Instagram is just like her sitting around, nothing bad, but. There's a lot of verbiage that used to be on Instagram that she went in and actually erased. So it's...
I think the issue is you're still jumping to a conclusion, and you don't... I mean, what she may have sent is a picture of her in her baptismal robes, and when the guys are saying send more, you don't know what she sent. So, and the fact that she didn't send more and they're asking for more. The point, Jamie, is that you're jumping to conclusions. Number two, you're trying to control something you can't control, as opposed to help her understand why she needs to be in control of it.
Okay.
Because you trying to control it won't work, because she just has too many ways around it. Her friends have phones, and the issue isn't the photographs, really, in the long run. The issue is the interaction. Nobody ever got pregnant from a photograph. Nobody ever got their feelings hurt from a photograph. They get their feelings hurt from interaction, and also that something, once it's on the internet, it's there forever, even if you can't, I mean, you and I can't find it, but other people can. So the point is to sit with her, take her for a walk someplace, or take her for a cup of coffee or a hot chocolate or something, and say, look, I don't want to be put in the position of being, the idiot dad who is sort of just trying to lock his daughter up in the ivory tower. I want you to know what I know so you can protect yourself. Let me put you on hold and let's talk a little bit about wife as well. All right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant vigor and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Jamie, who's got a 15-year-old who's sending pictures out, and I'm saying, look, taking your phone away, I get it. I get that you're trying to be protective, but what you're doing is counterproductive. It's kind of, just think about when your folks tried to prohibit you from doing something, what it did was unfortunately sort of made it inspired you to figure out new ways around them, and that's what you're going to do. And it's the stakes are too high for that to be a reasonable thing to do. So I think you're going to have to sit with her and say, look, Let's back up on this. My whole point is really just to protect you, and I realize that basically I'm not going to be able to be, you know, locking you in a tower someplace. So I guess I just need to give you enough information so you can protect yourself. And let's talk about this. All right. So that's number one. And I would do that fairly quickly. And I mean, she loves you, and she's kind of, this whole thing is kind of scary for her as well. And unfortunately, you've given her such a big target to react against that she's not having to think through what she's doing at all. And that's dangerous. You don't want her just to be rebellious. And that's what, unfortunately, that's what's going on right now. So you're going to have to go and undo that. Now, with respect to your wife, presumably there had been other issues before this. I mean, she, yes? That this may have just been the one that... So tell me a little bit about what's going on in your marriage.
Well, right now everything's fine, but I mean, it's a couple months ago, well, even that's when it happened, but a few months before that, just with the stuff with my daughter, just kind of made me so upset, and then my wife kind of just not stepping up and helping me out with her, you know, caused a rift to where, you know...
Well, but you hear, in retrospect, and again, I'm not on anybody's side about this, but you can see from her point of view that what you're doing doesn't make any sense. It's gonna create more problems than it's gonna solve. And she may not have been very, I mean, you know, sometimes in relationships we get a little sloppy about saying to someone we love, look, that doesn't make any sense. So we get nasty and we say, boy, that's really stupid or whatever. But you can see that hopefully she had, hopefully, a similar point to what I had, which is this isn't going to be an effective way of dealing with this. It's going to not only not solve a problem, it's going to create some. So let's go back. What was the issue about her and some dude at work?
Well, she, you know, they always work together. He doesn't work there anymore, but they, you know, you work together, you get comfortable with somebody. You know, if your husband's not being affectionate towards you, or vice versa. You know, I noticed that kind of. You know, it's probably partially my fault, kind of pushing her away. But, you know, her staying late at work, not talking to me about anything, and then just trying to keep stuff a secret. And then I ended up finding out through people at her work. So then I start going up there and trying to see what's going on. I ended up talking to the guy, and he was honest with me, and my wife wasn't. And then finally my wife...
Well, he had nothing to lose, and he figures if he can be honest with you and make... That he can sort of drive a wedge between the two of you. So he's got a vested interest in making you uncomfortable about the situation. So I'm not sure that I would necessarily assume that he was giving you God's honest truth, because he has a vested interest in making things sound really significant between the two of them.
Well, when I had talked to her about it, she was actually honest with me, well, supposedly, and then I asked her the same question. If it was, you know, if it, she was on the other foot, she said she would have left. And it's just, you know, I was like, you can't run from all your problems. We got to work this out together.
Well, but I, it sounds to me, I hear what you're saying. So where are the two of you in this particular moment?
Right now, everything is good. I mean, very good. We're talking. You know, I'm letting it go just because I know if I don't, it's going to just ruin everything.
Well, rather than letting it go and sort of having it simmer underneath the surface, how about if you said, look, how about if you took her out? I think you need to sit with your daughter first and sort of see if we can't repair that. And this can be kind of the new Jamie, the evolved Jamie. And both of the women in your life are going to love that. And you might, too, have saying, look, you know, I grew up in a sort of situation that said that men fought for their women, you know, whatever you want to say. And it occurs to me that I have two very intelligent, independent, wonderful women in my life. And, you know, it may be that I just haven't done a great job about adjusting to that reality. And what I'd like to do is propose that you and I have weekly dates. Are you and your wife having sex?
Yeah.
Good. Okay. I propose that we have weekly dates where we go out and we talk about what's going on and we feel connected with one another, that I really want to... I really want to have a better relationship. I want to have a good marriage. I want to have a better relationship with my daughter. And I'm really trying to be, you know, a better man, not only an evolved man, but, you know, to sort of balance my version of what men do, which is they protect their women and sort of the needs that both of you have to be your own women, to sort of come to me and a partnership rather than me being, you know, me sort of using both my fists to bang on my chest.
Gotcha.
All right. And I think, you know, in theory, this is a great opportunity for you really to not only start a better relationship with your daughter, and that's incredibly valuable. It's going to give your son a whole different version of what manhood is. It's a great way of jump-starting your marriage. I mean, I think that this, I'm sure it sounds like it's been a really lousy couple of months, but you're coming out of it the other end. And rather than just sort of feel like, geez, Louise, if I want my family to be intact, I want my marriage, and I want my daughter to, you know, not be my enemy, I have to just let all this go. And I'm saying, don't let it go. Use it. Use it in a way that says, okay, I've made these mistakes. This is what I want. Let's begin working on this.
Okay.
Both the women. Okay.
Okay.
Great.
Well, I thank you for your time, and you have a very good holiday.
Thank you. You too. And understand that this is, look, this is, Jamie, in the long run, you're going to look back on this and say, this was the beginning of a completely different phase of my life. You're not going to have that stomach ache all the time. You're not going to be awake in the middle of the night thinking, oh, my goodness, what do I do? You know, everything's getting away from me. That sort of feeling like you have to be in charge of other grown-ups is a way of blowing out your aorta.
Okay.
Compromising, understanding, negotiating is a little more complicated than sort of beating your chest, but it'll keep your heart in much better shape. You'll have much better relationships. You'll be much happier, and you'll sleep better at night. And all of that doesn't sound a bad trade-off.
No.
All righty.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Jamie. All right, Teresa. Teresa, I've got, about a minute here. You want to tell me what we're going to be talking about? Then I'll put you on hold, and I'll give you as much time next hour as you need.
Sure. My question to you is, how do I deal with the conflict between my husband and our adult daughter?
Okay. All right. When we come back, I'll need some specifics, like how old your adult daughter is, how long you guys have been married, and, of course, specifically what the concern is, and I'll give you as much time as you need. Fair enough?
Okay. Fair.
Okay. All right, kiddo, hang on. I'll be back to you. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Show? No problem. Download the podcast right now.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No!
Interact with the host.
host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.